Jason Wilde is brought to you by Boucher Automotive, where we ride with you every mile. 18 dealerships, 15 brands, and thousands of vehicles in stock. Check them out at Boucher.com.
Uh-oh. Homer, are you having camera issues right now?
Yeah, I don't know what causes it to not work.
Yeah, there's a little button on the bottom, but maybe it's better. Until you fix your shirt issues, we don't need to see you on camera. Pull your shirt down. Some people have said they've messaged me.
What?
You got a weird low angle from the camera? And you got your shirt pulled a little high up. But Jason's here, so. Jason, how are you, buddy?
What is going on over there?
Jason, it's ugly right now. Homer can't work his camera, and when he does, he's looking like he's wearing a crop top over there. So we gotta try to get that under control.
I think it's working now.
Yep, your camera's back up now. How's your shirt looking, Pebble?
Well, it looks good right now. He doesn't even have to lean back.
Yeah, get that camera up high.
What do I have to do now? Lean back?
No, do not lean back.
Do not lean back.
Do not lean back. Whatever you do.
Right here is good. Yeah, right? How am I doing?
That's much better.
It's golden.
That's perfect. Thank you.
Jason, this is the day when you can do stuff like this because it's the home opener.
True. I agree.
The audience is not normal. So I just want to know if you've talked to any of your peeps in the last couple days with any additional insight or thoughts on number 12.
Yeah, the only thing that I did talk to someone over the weekend who said that while Goody made it very clear, right, at the NFL meetings that the 13th pick in this year's draft is not necessarily a requirement, that he is requiring a first-round pick next year. I think that sounds to me like that might be the holdup now. Now he wants a first-round pick this year or next year.
Do you have, what would you say is the closest to what you think Goody is asking for?
Second this year and a first next year.
And is he allowing for any conditional as to what he has to or what he gets? Is that if Rodgers just plays 1 year? Or do you think there are conditional? Okay.
No, that's just trading Rodgers straight up. Second this year, first this year. And obviously the Jets don't want to give him a first round pick next year and have Rodgers blow out his Achilles in week 4. And then not have him this season and have them lose a bunch, and then have a high first round pick that goes to the Packers for having had Rodgers get hurt and not lead them to the AFC Championship game or anything like that. So again, I don't know. I feel like the people I've talked to are pretty plugged in. I think the Jets, as I understand it, are willing to give a second this year and a second next year that can become a first if Rodgers leads them deep into the playoffs. To which I said to this person, why don't they just do it then? Like, why would Goody hold out when don't you just want to get rid of them, get them off your roster? And I think it's what we've talked about time and again. It's this hope that Woody Johnson will be so desperate and get nervous that he'll bail. But, if you read what Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports wrote last week, he didn't say it, but he sure implied it, that Woody Johnson was part of the group of the people in charge of the Jets who didn't really want to give up 2 draft picks for a guy that may not play in 2024, and certainly not a first-round pick. So, if the strategy is hope that the owner panics and gives in, maybe it works, but I don't get the sense that it will. So then what happens? You know, look, for me, there's this somewhat artificial, as we talked about last week, April 17th, start of the offseason program. Does Rodgers have the guts to show up in Green Bay? I don't think so, but I could be wrong. And then after that, if they don't get the deal done before the draft, then, you know, or on the day of the draft, then I think we're into the long haul.
For show material purposes, Jason, don't you hope he does show up?
I do, yeah, no doubt. Again, for the story, I know there were some people who criticized me on social media, including Homer's guy, G&G Draft, or whatever he is. I'm not rooting for it because I want to ruin the Packers. I'm rooting for it because it's fascinating if he does it, because I don't think he's got the guts.
I want to ask another angle that you made me think, and that is, so much seems to be the discussion about how many years he plays with the Jets. I'm Woody Johnson. If you aren't committing to 2 years, we don't want you. Now, that must not be the case.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not the case, and I agree with you, Homer.
Forget it. Then I'm fine. I'm going after someone else. They're bringing a guy in for 1 year. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think I think certainly they're hoping that he comes in and they, you know, sweep him off his feet, and he plays well, and they've got a really good team that they think has got a 2 year, like, Super Bowl or bust window, and he's going to want to stay and be part of that. I also, you know, I know what Aaron Rodgers said about being going into the darkness, 90% retiring, and all that other stuff. I think, you know, with all the parallels there's been between him and Favre, I think another one is, I think he's going to want to play for as long as he can, under the circumstances which he wants to play under. So, like, I think he's going to want to keep playing if they'll, you know, let him have his own masseuse and let him pick and choose when he takes part in the off-season program and all that kind of stuff. Like, I don't think he's got as long of a wish list as, like, Russell Wilson did about having his own office and all that ridiculousness. But I think Rodgers, if he could play under circumstances that he deems, you know, good for him and he thinks are sufficient for him to be ready to be really good as a player, I think he would. I find it hard to believe that he's in any rush to not be anymore. Again,
now,
I could be wrong.
His contract's guaranteed, right, for the next couple of years if he plays wherever, right?
As long as he plays, his contract for this year is guaranteed, and his contract for next year is guaranteed. If he retires, then obviously that he doesn't get that money.
What am I missing then? I mean, clearly the Jets haven't presented it to Rodgers as I have looking. This is a 2 year deal, or how do you think they're presenting it?
Yeah, I think they're hoping.
I think would you do that?
No, I would not do that. Right. I would want a firm 2 year commitment. Yeah, for sure.
Make the list. Whatever the list is, if we decide on the list, what?
I said I'm wanting a 2 year commitment, and if I'm gonna have hope as part of my strategy, I want 2 years, and I hope he has so much fun and we win so many games that he wants to play even more than that.
Yeah.
But I need 2 years minimum, no doubt about it.
Right, and I'm not discussing that. Like, give me your list, what you need, and I'll tell you. But I got to have a list that's, you're here 2 years if we give you those things that you asked for.
Yeah.
Has that even been addressed in all the discussions? I haven't. Everything is a conditional this, conditional that. Thus, I have to assume that the Jets are open to not knowing for sure that he's playing the second year.
Yeah, they definitely are. Like,
wow.
I don't know why, but they definitely are. They're basically, as I understand it, and I think, you know, I think Rodgers would say this too. He said, you know, I haven't given him that commitment. Maybe I'll play a second year in New York. Maybe I won't. But I can't commit to that because I go year by year at this point and whether I still want to keep playing or not. And so I think their attitude is, we believe this guy is the difference between us going to the Super Bowl and going to the playoffs, which we haven't done in 12 years. And we're willing to roll the dice on him coming back. But that's why we don't want to give up a first-round pick in 2024 in case he doesn't.
Tony's going to love this because I'm corporate totally boy again. Well, no, but then if I'm the Packers, I'm going, that ain't our problem. All right, just to be nice to you, if you're stupid enough to agree with that where you don't know for sure, that's tough, that's on you. But we're doing a deal with the knowledge that he's going to be there 2 years, and if you're willing to take him and he's not guaranteeing you 2 years, that's on you. We're not playing that game.
No, I agree with that.
How'd they do, his corporate boy?
They're very good, except that I agree with that one.
Yeah!
Right, but and again, I know there's fans that don't think the Jets have any leverage, but if the Jets, let's say the Jets pull out, let's say the Jets, they don't have the 2-year commitment, Goody insists on the first round pick, and they're like, screw it, we'll cobble it together and we'll sign Carson Wentz or whatever. And we dare you to take Aaron Rodgers back and carry him on your roster when your team president has said you guys don't want him anymore. We think you're going to come crawling back to us in August saying, please take him off our hands, because otherwise he's going to blow up our salary cap by coming back for another year as a backup or whatever he's going to be and screw up everything for Jordan Love. So are the Jets willing to go to that point? Because, again, where else are they going to trade him?
I don't know. I'm still trying to wrap my head around the Jets willing to consider him only knowing for sure 1 year.
I mean, I suppose it's possible that he has said to them privately, hey, I'll give you 2 years. I promise.
Oh, I see.
But I don't promise. Get that.
Yeah, you're
that's not. I'm a man of my word.
Right. Since when? So then they get him for less because they're both acting like we only know it's 1 year. So why would we ever do it for two? Yeah.
Right. Maybe
that's possible. They're pretty sneaky. All right.
Well, he's been known to be twice.
I would tend to take that. I can't believe the Jets would be so stupid to do it without knowing too. Am I giving them too much credit?
No, I don't think so. I think this is the fake part
because Rodgers would like to do that to put one over on the Packers too, right?
The only thing I would say is, and again, we don't have an appreciation for this, because the team that we have talked about for the last, for me, almost 30 years, or covered, or if you've been a fan, we haven't lived this life. But maybe when you get to the point that the Jets are, where you've missed the playoffs 12 straight years, and all your quarterbacks have been varying degrees of disappointments over the last decade, including the guy you drafted second overall just 2 years ago, maybe you get to a point where you're willing to just say, to hell with it, we're going to put all our chips in the middle of the table on this Rodgers thing, even if we only get a year out of them, just because it's better than the alternative of us having crappy quarterbacks year after year after year. And we'll just hope that he wants to come back for more than one. Maybe you just get that desperate.
Well, we'll find out. Thanks, Jason.
All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
Yeah. Corporate
more
boy.
I think the Jets and Rodgers are trying to pull a fast one on them.
I think the Jets know that
Rodgers is doing it for 2 years.
I wouldn't say a fast one, though. I'm just saying they're trying to. It's negotiating.
Right, but do you think the Jets know from Aaron Rodgers that he's playing 2 years?
They don't know, but they're going off of what Rodgers probably said, and that's what I'm sure he said that.
He said that to him.
Right.
So do you think he would still retire after 1 year, even if he told him to?
I don't think he's going to do that in general. I think he wants to He wants to spite the Packers as much as he can because of how he feels he was treated. So he's going to play a couple of years, and I don't think, given what the Jets have, it's going to go badly for them. Everybody wants to talk about, oh, they're in a tough division, but I'm telling you guys, like, Aaron Rodgers, who's an alpha male, who's an all-time quarterback, he ain't seeing it the way that everybody else is looking at it. Like, you're worried about Pat Mahomes and Josh Allen. He ain't worried about them. He probably feels, hey, if I got a squad that I think I have in the Jets, I'm not worried about those guys. They better worry about me. That's probably his mentality. So I think certainly he's going to play a couple of years just to try to get something done and stick it to the Packers. That's just one part of it.
Never has women's college basketball been talked about as much Woo-hoo! As it has in the last week, and that will continue next.